All right. Well, before I get questions here, we voted for captains today, and the results were on defense, we had Von Miller and Tlaib. On offense, we had Demaryius Thomas and Trevor Siemian. And special teams, we had McManus. So those five guys were chosen by their teammates to be our captains for the season.
What do you expect out of captain?
Well, great leadership. You know, that's to be a captain is a lot of responsibility. You know, so I expect great leadership, work every day. You know, I want those guys to be on every day, and that's what I expect from those guys.
What do you see from Von? He's a first-time captain. What do you see from him, though?
Since my time here, Von has been a great leader as far as how he's worked, how he's helped the young guys. I mean, he is a different guy according to the coaches that's been here. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Von was voted captain. I'm not.
Are you hoping that Trevor would be voted one? Or were you?
You know, I didn't have a dog in the race. You know, I mean, it was organic. You know, our team, our coaches, our building here. You know, we all know how special Trevor is. You know, so it happened organically. You know, it wasn't pushed. It wasn't staged. It was a player vote.
What do you think of his leadership style? I guess, I mean, he's always been kind of soft spoken to us, but it seems like
right.
He works hard and has earned respect from everybody. That's kind of his.
Absolutely. I mean, he's been a quarterback now going into his second season. So, you know, how he works, how he treats his teammates. He's a special person in our locker room, so I'm not surprised again that he was voted captain.
From what you've seen of Wolf and Crick, is it pointing for being able to play and go, or where are they at with those two?
It looks okay. You know, so far, obviously, it's a long week. It's an extra 2 days, so I'm not sure how the week's going to end, but right now they look fine.
What about Zach Kerr? Is there still a chance that he plays on Monday?
I'm not sure there. You know, he's pushing along. He's getting better every day, but I'll know more tomorrow and obviously Thursday and Friday.
Same question on Demaryius, I guess. As far as how he looks. And
Demaryius is fine. He went today. He looked great. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
Left guard.
Yes.
Alvaro Max Garcia. Do you know who will start?
We haven't decided yet. You know, they both played so well. We're still game planning, so we may not decide. May just go with both guys and see, you know, how the week turns out. We'll see.
What was the thinking behind adding Jonathan with the back on the practice squad?
The thinking behind it was adding a good player. You know, if you watch him today in practice, I mean, he is very explosive. He's a young, healthy back. So our thinking was to add another good player. Simply as that.
Not concerned of injury or something?
Absolutely not. Nope, just adding a good young, healthy back there.
Vince, I know everybody likes extra time when you're getting ready for something.
Yeah,
do you have to manage your edge?
You do. You do. You don't want the game plan to get stale. You know, so we've taken these 2 days, the Monday and today being our extra Wednesday, very slowly, just being really detailed with our assignments and our game plan notes. And tomorrow's really our first day of install for the week. So, absolutely, taking it slow, being more detailed.
I don't think there's ever been a later kickoff. Does that matter to you?
Does it matter? No, does not matter. When the ball's kicked, we'll play.
The last time your defense took on Philip Rivers?
Yeah.
With Miami last year, got four picks off
him.
You got the secret?
The secret to beating Philip? No, I mean, that was an up and down day for us. You know, we picked him off four times on the fourth, but he threw three touchdowns also. So it was a battle until the last play with Philip. You know, so when you're facing Philip, it's like facing Tom and Peyton and all the great quarterbacks. You know, so I've got great respect for Philip. It's going to be a challenge for us to beat Philip.
What kind of challenge does Ingram and Bosa provide to the tackles on the outside?
A big one. You know, obviously, you know, as having two speed rushers is always an issue, you know, because you can't help both tackles all the time. You can help one. You can't help two, you know. So in our division alone, every team's got two. So obviously acquiring tackles for us was important, but we've got to block, you know, speed rushers six times this year. You know, two on each team six times this year. So that's critical for us.
Can you explain kind of the thinking behind wanting to get Jonathan Williams on the practice squad?
The thinking behind it?
Yeah.
Again, this is a good young player, and you watch the tape, he's very explosive. He's young, he can catch the football. So adding good players is always a good thing for a football team. So simply it's that.
What kind of
one, but what is the, how can you help with their intel when you have McCoy here, Chris, and Musgrave?
Yeah.
Who all know the AFC West well, know the Chargers. Is there an advantage in a week like this?
I would say not, you know. every year every team changes, you know, and every week it's going to be a certain game plan that's implemented there. So, you know, I don't see it as that. You know, we watch the film, we game plan as coaches, and we move on, you know. So having Mike here, having JD here, it's no advantage.
What kind of challenges are there in game planning a team that has not one but two quality tight ends in Gates and Henry?
That's always tough because of the matchups. You know, those guys are tough coverage for safeties, you know, so especially for our backers. So we got to be careful on, you know, who's covering those guys in certain situations.
Vince, obviously you were, you and Anthony Lynn are both, you know, making your head coach. And
yeah.
You and he go way back.
Sure.
Speak a little bit about
him. He's a good friend of mine. You know, I was in camp here, I think, 97. He was on the roster here. We were neighbors in Aurora and Piney Creek. So we go back a long ways, and it's ironic that we're both, you know, head coaches and opening week one together. So it should be fun. Excited about it.
Have you given any thought to the weight of you and him being the first African-American coaches debuting against each other?
Not really. I mean, it's obviously a special thing, you know, on a, I would say, a big picture, you know, issue. It's a special thing, but hopefully in 4 or 5 years that won't even be an issue. You know, it's just two coaches going at it and you know, made the best team win. You know, but it is special at the moment.
Absolutely. Is it a little harder to get ready for a team who has a new head coach? They got to do the same thing with you guys.
Yeah.
The guy, it's not like you just take last year's film and go, yes, the same team.
Right. Well, you know, you track the coordinators. You know, we're going to track Gus Bradley back to Jacksonville, you know, through Seattle. So you track the history of the coaches. You know, Anthony Lynn, obviously, in Buffalo last year was a different scheme, which different than San Diego because his quarterback was Tyrod Taylor. You know, he's working with Phillip. So the zone read aspect won't be in his game plan. But as far as what Phillip does well, we're tracking that. You know, it's the same offensive coordinator in L.A., you know, as far as Wisenhunt. So that part is easy for us, just tracking the coach's history.
Your neighbors in 93, you said?
97.
97?
Yes.
And then how were you made, like right next door?
Houses were back to back. Right, so I can see him from my backyard. He can see him from his backyard. So it was pretty cool. Good man.
Coach, I'm not sure if you heard the stat, but I guess 10 of 11 Broncos coaches have begun their Broncos career in the season with a win.
Okay.
Only John Fox in 2011 don't want to drop that one. So okay. Is that any extra pressure there?
No, if it's... I mean, Coach Foss' career, I mean, he was pretty cool. You know, I mean, he won a lot of games here, so no, that's not an issue.
Do you think Barrett is full speed?
Who's that?
Barrett.
Yeah, he looked great. He looked fine.
Great at a start.
Absolutely.
When you watch Phillip Rivers on film, what's the thing that stands out to you? What do you look at and you say, okay, he does that well?
He is very, very, very intelligent. You know, you won't confuse Phillips with certain looks, you know. So if you give him the same look over and over again, he will expose you. So we got to do a good job of changing our calls and keeping him guessing some. If not, he will expose you and cut you up. So he's a very, very smart, experienced quarterback.
Bond this week was comparing Trevor. He says he sees some Peyton Manning in him.
Mm-hmm.
You called Trevor a special player. Was he worthy of that high praise yet?
Not yet. I mean, Peyton's obviously special, but, I mean, he is our quarterback, Trevor. You know, so in our locker room, he's on Peyton Manning's level. How about that? You know, I mean, he's a good player, he's a good man. He's going to have a good year for us. So that's how the locker room feels about Trevor. You know, on the same level they felt about Peyton.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right.